Good evening, everyone. My name is Cameron Sims, and I'm the host of Friends House Hour, a show on CHMR where I play artists big and small with a focus on the lo-fi indie rock scene, but will occasionally branch off to other genres under the indie umbrella, such as indie folk or slowcore. This week's artist feature is an online duo named Willie Rodriguez, also known as Willie Rodriguez Was Taken on streaming platforms, featuring musician Star Star from Alberta and William Rodriguez from Manitoba. Their sound can be compared to the band Hers and the Smiths, but with a noisier, distorted twist. This first song of theirs is named Power Walker, and is the opening track to their album Silly Love Songs for Unfortunate Breakups, released on May 24th of 2022 on Friends House Records. You can stream and download the album on most platforms where they sell or stream music, and I highly suggest you do. So without further ado, let us take a listen. So, that song was called Power Walker by Willie Rodriguez off of their album Silly Love Songs for Unfortunate Breakups. You can stream it, buy it, whatever you want right now. First of all, gonna have to ask you guys to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Star Star. I make the music.
Hi, I'm Willie. I do the lyrics.
So, first of all, the song that we just played on the air is called Power Walker, and I was wondering, what is that song written about?
We've done three takes of this. This is the third take of this interview.
Well,
let me finish. Okay, so we've done three takes of this interview.
I think it's about
we've done three takes of this interview, and every time this guy totally goofs it up.
I want to make it a metaphor. About being inside.
So, no, okay.
Summer.
I know.
Summer. And then it clicked in my head. I went, there we go. That's a song. And then we made a hit.
Stop. Okay, wait, you explain it again, but for real. No, explain it again.
I just did. Cam, did you get that? Okay, it's a song about being cremated, but I want to make a metaphor about being stuck inside your house in summer because you usually can't go out and do stuff, and it's like you just rot inside all summer, and it's not fun! So that's why, that's the song about. And Star made a really cool instrumental track. Actually, the story behind that album was Star had a bunch of old demos that he didn't use for his band Sex Proof at the time. That's like defunct now. But he showed them to me, and all of them are like fucking bangers. So I wanted to like do another album with them. And then, you know, we're inseparable now. We can never be replaced.
So, of course, with all online duos, there's some story to how, you know, they met up. So, would you guys be able to go over how you two met up online?
Yeah, I'll go first. We met up on Discord.com through, I made a Discord and he joined it and he tried to troll me, but I'm untrollable, so I didn't block him, and then we started making music together.
That's okay, awesome. Now do you want the real story?
Yeah, give us the real story.
So basically we met in high school and we were both in the Sonic fan club, and basically he was Shadow and I was Sonic.
Hold on, we were rivals. Can I cut you off for a second? That actually reminds me. I saw a ad for like some sort of Sonic fan club at my university, like genuinely. I gotta send the picture, hold on.
You gotta join that. That's a cool ass fucking fan club.
It was the best advertisement I've ever seen in my entire life.
See this?
No, but what we did was basically he dressed up like as Shadow the Hedgehog every day, and I dressed up like in Sonic, and we like hung out every day.
Okay, what's the next question?
So, the next question is, what song of yours are you guys most proud of?
I really like Drug Bug. I really like that I incorporated sampling, and I like made this really jangly key part, and, I made it like in, a sharp, wait, no, I made it in like a fucking, oh my God, I'm sorry. I made it in a key where it's in between keys. If you get that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like
microtonal.
Yeah. There's a few songs I know that do that where it's like it's not exactly perfectly tuned, right? If that's what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I find that often gives songs like, I don't know, for some reason sometimes it makes songs sound better.
Yeah, I agree.
So what about you, Willie?
My favorite song that we've ever made is Dollhouse, which was originally supposed to be Breezel Block Train Stop, but I mixed up the titles. It's like it's one of my favorites because I really like the instrumentation on it, and I like how it's like a cool like change ups, and it like all flows together really well. And I think it's a really beautiful song. And yeah.
Awesome. We will be right back with more questions for Willie Rodriguez and Star on the line, but as of right now, up next is another highlight from the record, in my opinion, called Your Biggest Fan. So let's take a listen.
Something more insane.
That Song Was Your Biggest Fan by Willie Rodriguez off of their album Silly Love Songs for Unfortunate Breakups. You can download it, buy it, stream it wherever you want. At the end of the song, you say, "My favorite band t-shirt doesn't fit me anymore." So, Willie, would you like to describe what favorite band and the story of said t-shirt?
There's this Bob Marley t-shirt my uncle gave me because when I was...
Well, there was a band t-shirt my uncle gave me back when I was just a wee little lad. It was because I got my other shirt dirty and a bunch of mud. Icky! So, after that, I thought, how am I going to get a new shirt? So my uncle, bless his heart, he got his Bob Marley t-shirt just for me. And he gave it to me and I wore it. And now it's one of my favorite t-shirts ever. Anyways, that's basically the story about that.
What do you think about Bob Marley?
I love Bob Marley. And
that's awesome.
I'm fucking... Hey.
What's your favorite Bob Marley song?
Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
My favorite Bob Marley song is... Don't worry, be happy.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite by him.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic Bob Marley song right there.
Yes.
What's this fucking attitude you have right now?
Please,
I'm sorry.
Don't swear.
This isn't an attitude.
This is just
So sorry that our favorite Bob Marley song is the most well-known one. I'm sorry we look like posers, okay? Maybe we just like that song. Okay, my second favorite song by him is Over the Rainbow. That was just fantastic. Knocks him out of the park.
My personal favorite, I think, is my favorite Bob Marley song is actually Nervous Young and Humans.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's a pretty good Bob Marley song.
My favorite one is probably I don't know.
Nothing already came to mind.
Next question.
All right, the next question. So, what is your biggest fan written about?
It's written by our label manager, Carter C. And then you can like put up a picture of Carter's face on the radio.
Put it on the radio.
They go by they them pronouns. Just a reminder.
Yeah, they them. They basically when we first met them, we kind of like. Pissed each other off and like we hated them for a bit and I made a song because I was very frustrated with them and Carter likes the song originally but now they hate it but they liked it for a little bit so that's
they
that's
even
the,
sung it on stage with us and
yeah they sung it on stage
they puked,
with us.
They puked.
Oh yeah, if you've seen the live video they gagged because they were screaming too much and they ran outside and puked.
Wow, that's real performer's art right there. If you're on stage about
they
to throw
they also
up mid-song.
They also took a mic and slammed it against my face, and I thought I lost a tooth and I was bleeding. So I grabbed the microphone and I hit it across my face and I screamed into it, and then I laughed like an evil villain,
like a Joker,
from like Spider-Man.
Like Joker.
Yeah, like Joker.
Like Joker.
Like Joker.
I feel like Willie could do like a good Joker impression. I'm gonna be totally honest.
I'm so fucking tired. I'm sorry for swearing. I'm sorry.
No okay. worries.
Okay. Let's just next question.
All right. On to, you know, like the creation, like production sort of side of things. How does your process from the initial idea to a finalized, presentable creation that you publish out in the world usually come about?
Okay, so we used to do it. We would both hop in a call and we would play video games and then we would be like, hey, do you want to make like a song? And then we would finish it in like an hour. But now we've totally changed up that process and now we make songs, like, I just make songs on my own, and he makes songs on his own, and we, that's how we do it. And then like we record our parts over it. But if I was going to do like a step-by-step basis on how we make a song now, it goes, I either find a song I really like, I think up a melody in my head while I'm like walking about. And for like the song, I usually try to like make something similar to it, not like exactly like it. But anyway, if I think of a melody in my head, I run home and I grab my guitar and I try to copy it down. And then, yeah. And then it's like, I get like a demo done and then I send it to Willie and he was like, yeah, I like it. Yeah, I F with it. Or no, I don't like it. No, I don't mess with it. Yeah. But Willie also sends me demos over the phone and stuff. How do you write lyrics? You write lyrics because you're like, oh, let me go to my schizoid book. He has a schizoid
Don't
book.
Say that. I have a bunch of I whenever I walk around and I come up with ideas, I write them down in like a notepad or like a little book, and I pick from those ideas. And I also like to like experiment with how I sing and what kind of how to write lyrics, because a lot of people, like, I know that Kurt Cobain had this really cool like writing strategy where it's not for all of his songs, but for some of them, he would pick out just like words from like a poem he'd write, and he'd pick out like the best sentences and he'd arrange them in a way so he could sing them properly. And I've been trying to like do better stuff because I feel like I don't pull my weight around in the band enough, and I try to like make up for it by trying to be better at what I do so I can like, I don't know, hold some candle to Star's genius. That's real.
I'm Kanye. I'm the Kanye of the band.
He really is, yeah.
I'm literally the Kanye of the band, which is... Did you know Kanye is a solo artist? I am everything. This. I am the glue that holds the earth together.
You should kick me out.
No, but for real, Willie has this weird... he has this weird thing where he thinks like he's stupid and that I could go on without him. Which is very strange because you usually don't see that with people who are like the lead person in a band, like the face. It's very strange because he does all the art, he does all the vocals, he does production, he does all the work that I don't do, or like I don't even fucking upload the music on the DistroKid. I barely promote that shit. Like, oh, sorry for swearing.
This next question, what got you into making music?
Star has a really cool origin story.
So when I was little, I would listen to Michael Jackson, and I always heard all the elements. I heard every layer, I remember. I remember knowing like, oh, that's what's that layer? What's that instrument? And then so from there I would like rap in my backyard, and I thought I was really good.
Is that real? Awesome, dude.
I was a kid. I would just go to my backyard and walk around because I listened to a lot of Public Enemy and Queen and stuff. And my dad is really like the biggest person who got me into like music, and like he drove me to all my bass lessons. But anyway, like when I was like 12, I started playing my pencil like a guitar because I thought it was cool. And kids were like, oh, why do you do that? You're weird. Stop.
Aww.
And I just decided to buy a bass guitar. So I asked my mom and we bought a bass guitar like out of the blue because the economy was that good. We could just do that. Bought a bass guitar and a big amp. I didn't know how to play it. Got no lessons for it until I started getting lessons for it at 13. And from there, I developed everything. The first bass line I learned was the Saw theme, which is...
Oh, what? For real?
The first bass line I could for a real song,
yeah,
was like Stevie Wonder's Sign, Sealed, Delivered.
Oh, that's cool.
And then next, like from there, from like learning the bass, I think I eventually got to high school and I was really scared because I didn't know how to read sheet music and I didn't want to learn, but I still got into the jazz club, the jazz band. Mm-hmm. And from there I got to try different instruments like the drums, the guitar. And at 14, I made my first EP, and it sounds like awful. It's like the garbage, but it's like post-rock. It's weird to look back on.
I kind of like it. It seems very like, I don't know. It's kind of Puma Blue-ish or whatever.
Just yeah, like I guess so, like yeah.
There's this one song that's really pretty on there called Love Song for... It's like the title track of the album, right? Love Song for a Bulldog.
Oh, no, that's not... That's at 16. I'm still at 14. This is my musical journey, sorry.
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so after that, I made my first album at 15, and it's all instrumental because I was like a jazz head. And then I started a band in high school, and they were awful. It was awful. It's just like the worst
thing. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you showed me that. Yeah, yeah. That was goofy.
You can all find this on my Bandcamp if you really want to check it out. But
go, come kill us. Find where we live.
Yeah, find where we live. And then I started making solo music because this guy flunked out on me and would never come to band practice or anything. And yeah, that's basically... And then Willie found my solo stuff after I showed him, and then we started this. And this is it, basically.
Do you want to hear my musical journey now? It's yes. Pretty intense. So when I was really little, I'd constantly listen to like the radio here in my state. And they'd always play these like weird like indie music songs. I don't know. It was just popular like indie music around that time. You know, like Milky Chance or like fucking like what's that? What's Flair. That one? Yeah, no. I sent you the song. It's like last night I saw you.
The Strokes.
Never mind.
Yeah, the Strokes. And I never knew what the genre of the music was called, but I really fucking liked it. And,
oh my god! Stop swearing.
I'm sorry. I really liked that music. I don't know why, but it really appealed to me like at a very young age. And I started watching like movies too that my mom had that were like indie movies like Where the Wild Things Are, and they had all this really nice folk music in that song. I mean, in that movie composed by Karen O and I think this band that she hired. It's called like Karen O and the Kids or whatever. That's like what the full thing's called. But I listened to that stuff and I thought it was really cool, and I never knew like what that kind of music was called or anything. And one day I used to go to this day home when I was really little, and I went downstairs and there's this kid named Kenny there, and he was downloading music to his iPod, and he turns to me and he goes, listen, Willie, okay? Music is the most universal thing in the world. It can transcend language, it transcends culture, it transcends everything. It's beautiful. It's literally one of the most universal things in the world. And I was like, wow, this kid's awesome. And you want to know what he was downloading onto his iPod?
What?
He's downloading Boom 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 by the Black Eyed Peas on there. And he's talking about that song. And he had it blasting in the background. It was going boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that boom, boom, boom. It was awesome, dude. But yeah, that's
hilarious.
So I always had a big interest in music. But I never knew how to play an instrument. And I asked my mom for a bass guitar when I was really little. And she said, no, you're not getting a bass guitar. Just learn how to play normal guitar. And I didn't know how to play normal guitar. And then I was in choir for a little bit, and I think all the kids made fun of me in choir because I think I always sang like incredibly off key, and they'd always bully me. They were like, "Hey, can you go up and sing the solo part in front of everybody?" And I went, "Oh, I don't know, guys." So I'd get really self-conscious about it. And then I met Star, and I really liked his music, and it was exactly like the stuff that I was listening to at the time. And the stuff that I really wanted to make with him. And I thought that he will in like 20 years or something be super fucking big. And I was like, I want to work with this guy because I think we can make something like very beautiful together. And that's why I wanted to start a little band with him. Isn't that a cute little story?
That's pretty interesting. Honestly, I always love listening to people's origin stories and like how they discovered music and how it, you know, sort of changed their life in this sort of way.
Yeah.
Second last question. Why did you guys choose the name Willie Rodriguez for this project?
All right, I'll explain it. It's the name of my old Roblox account. It's not a joke. I had a Roblox account I'd play on, and it got banned. I don't remember what happened, but my Roblox account got banned. I think it's because, like, I tried to ask for, like, free Robux in a server or something, and some kid reported me, and he was like, this kid's trying to scam me. But it was my old Roblox account, and, I don't know, that name stuck with me all my life. And it's also kind of a play on, because, like, me and Allie are both mixed. My dad's from Ecuador, your mom's from Peru, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a play on how, like white my name sounds, and just, like, how kind of like Latino my last name sounds, because it's kind of just like, I don't know, you know. And so I was like, oh, that'd be a good name for the band, I fucking guess. I don't know, we were probably like drunk or something when we made that name our thing. I don't know,
was taken. You were drunk when you
I was drunk off my ass. Sorry, I can't say that word.
Censor you can
that.
Say ass. You can
oh,
say
I can
ass.
Say ass. Okay, yeah. I was drunk off my bum, and I couldn't stand up straight, and Star was freaking the F out, going, oh, what do we name the band? What do we name the band? I went, I know what to name the band. And I said, it's going to be Willie Rodriguez. We're going to make so much money.
Willie Rodriguez was taken.
We're going to make Twitter so dream, much then. Money. And then here we go. We got $20 in our bank account. We did it.
Let's go. We got it.
Look at me, Mom. I'm on CBC Radio.
I'm on college radio. Let's go.
I'm on college radio.
So, is there any projects currently in the works to be released in the future?
Nope.
Yes, but no, there is.
There is.
It's just they're going slow because, I don't know, I really wanted to get this radio interview done. I know it sounds stupid, but I wanted to get it out of the way because it was like boggling my mind. And now I can work on music again. What was it? We're working on a remaster for Terminal Lucidities, and right now I'm making a compilation that I'm working on.
Yeah, and I don't know. We're trying to take our time on this one because it's kind of like
it's very special.
In the words of Star Stare, it's his like passion project, right?
Yeah.
And I agree. I think it should be very special because it'd just be, I don't know, it'd just be a lot better if we took our time on it and actually, like, tried to, I guess, improve on elements that we haven't improved or, like, we could improve on and the music we've done before. And I just think it'd be, I don't know, it'd just be interesting to see what we could do with more time.
Also, people have rated it, like, our biggest, our most highly rated album, I think, like, so far. Like, people enjoy the concept that we did.
Which
I'm happy about, because I was super depressed and I put all that work in for that.
No, the whole song, the whole album was like, we hated each other.
Yeah, it's like Rumors, but like awful.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you know, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Did they hate each other while they made that song?
Yeah, they wrote songs about each other.
Is that why they broke up and then they got back together and made the greatest hits of Fleetwood Mac?
Yes, that's what they did.
That's beautiful.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess that's it. If there's any social media you guys would like to plug, go right ahead.
I would like to plug my side project, Drug Bug. Named after the Willie Rodriguez song Drug Bug.
I like to plug my mom's Twitter at what's my Twitter handle? I forgot. Let me see.
I like to plug my dad's Discord account.
I like to plug my mom's Instagram. I'm sorry. My mom's Twitter at Willie_Rodriguez with a zero for the Rod.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the air and doing this interview with me. And to everyone out there that's listening, I highly suggest you check out this album. It's called Silly Love Songs for Unfortunate Breakups by Willie Rodriguez. You can find it on streaming services. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can buy it. Yeah, it's a really good album. We'll be right back after this short break with some other music. So yeah, I guess I'll see you then.